needed the okay.
Come on, girl.
Right.
Now then, then motion to have executive session back into regular session.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Now back in regular session. Any proposed action on executive session items?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll take this item today. During executive session, council considered and discussed personnel and job applicant qualifications. I think it would be appropriate at this time for council to consider a motion to move forward with references in an offer of employment for candidate F. F as in Fred.
So moved, Mr.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Good.
You good, buddy? I'm going to do I'm going to move now into public hearings as advertised. Mr. Moore?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. At this point, I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are considered legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any person who opposes or questions the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And Mr. President, the first hearing today is change of zone number 1814 on behalf of Stokely Tavern, LLC. Ms. Cornwell?
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 1.005 acres, more or less, lying on the southwest side of DuPont Boulevard, U.S. Route 113, approximately 0.3 miles south of Governor Stokely Road, Road 432, tax parcel is District 133, Map 6, Parcel 41. The 911 address is 26072 DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown. At their meeting on February 23rd, the Planning Commission held a public hearing. At that meeting, they deferred action, and then at their meeting on March 9th, the Planning Commission recommended to approve the change of zone based on six items, and that motion carried unanimously. Thank you.
Yes, if you'd like to come forward.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. With me today is the owner of Stokely Tavern, Mr. Ken Adams, along with Mr. Bob Stickles, who works with Mr. Adams. As stated, this is an application to rezone a piece of property that's approximately 1 acre in size. It's known as the Stokely Tavern. Just a brief history about the property. Back in 1948, it opened up as the Stokelyville Tavern and Television Bar, and remains, and in the early 1950s, changed its name to the Stokely Tavern, and then sometime in the 90s, it became Stinger's Bar with a package store attached to it, and then Mr. Adams purchased the property from the owners of the Stinger's Bar. So the property currently, as it shows on the aerials, and I did turn in some booklets, and in those booklets that I had maps and drawings, but the there is the existing tavern, which Mr. Adams has remodeled the entire building. If you haven't been out there, it's he gutted the entire inside, reopened the tavern and restaurant, and then also reopened the package store. Also on the 1 acre property is a residential dwelling that he rents out. The property is located on U.S. Route 113. DelDOT has considered that a major collector road. This property is adjacent, and there is a zoning map in the booklet that I handed out. There's a map there. It's immediately on the south side, is adjacent to already C1 zoning, across the highway C1 zoning. And this property is located approximately 1,500 feet south of the Melvin Joseph Construction Company, the Iron Source, the Stokely Material Site, and all that, all those other businesses up there along that intersection there is all zoned commercial. The proposed commercial rezoning is in character with the area and will not adversely affect the neighboring and adjacent properties. Part of his remodeling of the site, redid a commercial well on site, as well as a wastewater treatment facility that handles both the primary and secondary treatment of wastewater. All those permits were obtained by Denerec, and DelDOT did not see the need to ask for a traffic impact study, as the existing traffic there does not adversely affect 113. And the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in the appropriate location, meeting the purpose of the district, and provides for the miscellaneous service activities that generally are part of the district and part of the area, and is desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, that's my presentation. Again, everything's in the booklet, and any questions you might have.
Are there any questions from council? If not, do you have anyone else that would like to speak? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Mr. President, I'm seeing none.
Opposition.
Did you see someone, Mr. Cole?
I thought Stickles raised his hand. Sorry.
Okay. Seeing no one that's indicated they would like to come forward, Mr. President, we can close the public record. And if it's council's prerogative to close the public hearing and the public record.
We'll close public hearing. So, council, close public record. Mr. Moore, read a short title, please.
Yes, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 1.005 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning zoning, numbered 1 through 6 in your package.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to approve change of zone number 1814 for the reasons as stated by planning and zoning numbers 1 through 6. Any questions?
I think I'm Bill there.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes, certainly is a proper location for a change of zone, and per planning and zoning's recommendation, I will vote yes.
Mr. Burton.
I agree with planning and zoning's recommendation, and it's on a major arterial road, so CR1's appropriate.
Mr. Wilson.
I'm not voting.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. Basically, it's because it's historically been there since 1940, operating in a commercial activity. So it's basically housekeeping, I would think, at this time. And we're just correcting the map. So that my vote will be yes, that the CR1 zoning is appropriate for this location.
I agree. CR1 zoning is appropriate. I agree with planning and zoning reasons. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. It's conditional use number 2067. Filed on behalf of Stokely Materials, LLC. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a commercial landscaping materials sales and storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.65 acres more or less, lying southeast of Lewis-Georgetown Highway Route 9, approximately 0.3 miles southwest of Coastal Highway Route 1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 192. The 911 address is 32402 Lewis-Georgetown Highway. And the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on February 23rd. At that public hearing, they did recommend approval for the application based on a number of reasons, and one of them, which is including this had previously gone through a conditional use during their final plan and deed research. They realized the property line was not quite in the right location, so they had more land, which is why they are coming back before the county council, and that the commission was that all of those original conditions of that original ordinance continue forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
For the record, Mark Davidson, Pannoni Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. As was just introduced, we, back in 2015, received the conditional use for the Stokely Materials site. I can just run you through this real quick here. That's what was presented, the shape of the property. What we're talking about is this back. Parcel 194. During that time, as we introduced the application and presented the application before the county here, the deeds and everything were showing that this was the shape of the property that Mr. Duffy owned. Once the approval and during the engineering of the site, Mr. Adams went to closing on the properties, and through title searches and through extensive research, and again, we were looking at this as long as with Stingy Lane here. The property turned out, go back up here. The shape of the property came out to look like this. So what happened was, is what we're talking about is this piece right there, that's the extension. It reshaped itself. The property actually didn't get larger. It got a little bit smaller. The original parcel, the deed called for 0.65 acres. This is 0.63 acres with parcel 194. We understand we're not changing any of the conditions. There were 11 conditions on the approval. We did submit for the record. Anyway, the landscaping plan, here it is right here. The landscaping plan, that was what the council here had asked for, was landscaping around the residential part of the site, which is this area here. That landscaping plan has been submitted to the county. So we are landscaping the entire area. That was one of the conditions that this body asked for, in addition to the 10 that the Planning Commission did. So we are adhering to all the conditions. And again, we're just asking for It's because of the reshape of the property after doing the boundary survey.
Those residential properties, that little triangle or whatever you want to call it, goes into the buffer?
Yes, we do
have. How much? What is that width? 10 feet, 20 feet in the back there? The one you had,
that buffer along there, anywhere from 5 to 10 feet in order to be able to plant in between there.
Yeah, I just get concerned about the, historically, the community is an older community. I'm just worried about when that truck goes back in there going beep, 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 you know, and it backing in and out and the impact on those, and 5 feet is not much.
We are providing that there is going to be fencing, and part of the storage containers here are the concrete walls, so that the concrete storage containers are going to be built up high enough, and then with the plantings that we're putting on there per the landscaping, it should be able to block most of everything that's going on there. Mm-hmm. That's what was part of, again, that was a condition.
That's what we already approved.
Yes, right. Yes.
No, we approved it up in the, not in that little triangle area. That's
the amount of buffer, I think.
Over on the other side. Well, that butts our land or something over there.
I think it's important to point out that there is housing along also what was previously approved.
Yes.
And when the survey and Mr. Adams and Mr. Stickles and all had come to our office and planning and zoning when this first came to their attention, and they were looking at that because the new descriptions of when they got the survey changed because the deeds were so old. And so it previously did butt up to some other properties, and that's when they put in the buffer at that point. And what they agreed to do was to go ahead and construct based upon the conditions that were given, but agreed to come back to clarify so the conditional use actually went with a new description, which that's what takes them here today. So there was previously a buffer based upon residences back there, and that is still there.
You actually kind of answered the question. I was still a little confused. Why are we even here? I mean, this is something we approved, and I guess through the survey, you got a little bit more land. So, but what does that have to do with why we're here? So, why couldn't that just be handled back in the deeds and be done with it?
Well, because when it was advertised, there was an actual legal description given. And when they got it surveyed, they found out that that legal description did not exactly match up to what's in the ground. And as Mr. Cold indicated, it's an old neighborhood. A lot of these old descriptions around Sussex County are not very accurate. And because of that difference in the meets and bounds description, they are fixing so it matches exactly with what's in the field.
And those two property owners at one time didn't think they had anybody behind them. Now they do, right? On the original, from the original, the two out here now that have been in, or that little triangle, was that triangle and part of it the old one?
No,
what's been added, right?
Right, that's what was discovered. During the boundary survey.
Right, I get
there
right.
Was a small triangle piece.
Right. What are the dimensions? Are we talking 100 feet there?
one of the aerials that I have here, mm-hmm. If you look at the aerial here, these folks here, it kind of resembles here line of occupation.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So you can see how everybody was occupying their property corners, and then there were property, all these markers back here we found during a more extensive boundary survey. Again, you wouldn't have found it because you were thinking you were in somebody's yard. But
right.
Through all that title search and everything, we found. So you can see how it was occupied back then.
To answer your question, Mr. Cole, I understand what you're saying, but they did know that they stopped short of actually going.
They just didn't have this activity behind them. Now they do. That's why we had to do a public hearing, I would guess. Re-advertise, do all that. Answer.
Burton, kind of.
During the public hearing in my previous life, the road never really got nailed down, that stinky road or whatever you call it.
Stinky lane.
Yeah. What, is that a public road? I mean,
no, it's not. It's private. We actually, this property here, Mr. Adams actually owns to the center line. That's what we found. They owned to the center line of Stingy Road. Delmarva Power owned 3 feet or 6 feet shy of that. So there was a piece of open land there that was not part of. It was just no man. There was no claim to it whatsoever. So what we did is we surveyed Stingy Lane all the way out to Beaver Dam Road, and that's when we started to discover how some of the boundary markers were, or some of the properties were not correct in the original parts, some of the later surveys. We got back into some of the older surveys, and that's when we started discovering all these markers out there, and everything started matching up. So Stingy Lane is actually owned by Mr. Adams. More important, most of it's owned by Mr. Adams at this point.
Is there a plan for that? Because the neighbors are going to get a new neighbor behind them, and Are they going to get a road next to them?
No. The only road that's actually accessing is Mr. I think this is Mr. Duffy's land right here.
Right.
And he has access to it. I mean, he has the access to that road. He's had access, so he continues to have access.
Yeah, his parcel is landlocked, right, Mr.
Right.
Duffy? Yeah.
But is that going to be an actively maintained road to get from 9 to Beaver Dam Road?
Yes. We kept our facility outside of the outside of the road area.
So the plan
we can't
is
block that road because there's still a piece of property still having access to it.
But is the plan to make it a viable, will the trucks move out to get on Beaver Dam Road through that road?
No. Let me see if I can get back to our site plan here. If you look at the site, our entrance is off of Route 9.
Just east of it.
Right here. So we've got storage containers here. We have an area here for where the trucks will come in and get weighed and then we've got storage containers here. So actually we blocked off our access to be able to, so Stingy Lane will be free and clear for free access for whoever's currently using Stingy Lane.
Okay.
Now I'm sure Mr. Adams would probably maintain, you know, keep it. He's got the ability to be able to keep it clean along through there, as he does own Stingy Lane, but it's we're not gaining access from our facility.
You're not requesting access.
No.
To it.
No.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
More questions?
Do you have anything else to add?
No, that's it.
Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here in favor? Is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's the council's prerogative, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing, and without objection, we'll close the public record comments.
Make a motion.
Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a commercial landscaping material sales and storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.65 acres more or less for reasons 1 through 5 as given by planning and zoning, which includes the same conditions as the underlying application.
Motion,
Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. To grant conditional use 2067. Any questions?
No.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes, per planning and zoning's recommendation, and I'm sorry you even had to go through this. I mean, unfortunately. So.
Mr. Burton.
I vote yes per planning and zoning's recommendations.
Wilson.
I vote yes on P&Z's recommendations.
Cole.
I vote yes. Same reasons.
Well, yes, based on public P&Z recommendation, simply a squaring up of the property and getting things lined up. That's a good idea. So, yes, motion carried. Next.